Welcome to Rhema for Today.
But the fact of the matter is, there was probably some frustration with something that spurned, you know, little Stevie decided he was going to ask for his portion, because it's a big deal for some kid to come say, "Hey, Dad, let me have my inheritance and let me go on." I mean, this is not a decision that you made at breakfast. There was probably something that happened. There was probably something that happened in the family. There was probably some kind of family feud. There was, I don't know what happened. But really, the reason it happened is not because the dad was a bad dad. The father was always the same.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Craig Hagin continues his teaching, Don't Be Stupid, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin for today's message.
There was a certain man who had two sons, and the younger said to his father, "Father, give me a portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided them his livelihood. Notice it said he divided them. He divided everything he had to both the sons. So at that moment, really, he gave, you know, later on, whenever he was saying, "Well, son, everything I have is yours," because the portion that was there was belonged to his other son. He decided at that point that that I'm no longer going to have anything. Here's the stuff to you. But now let's understand what really happened is in the Jewish tradition, the oldest son got 2/3 of the portion of the father's land and possessions. The younger son got 1/3, or basically the oldest son got two parts and the other ones got one. If there happened to be three, it would obviously be divided. It wouldn't be completely 2/3 and 1/3, but in this case with two sons, it was 2/3 and 1/3. So the younger son, when he asked for the 1/3, basically he was really saying, to his father, "I wish you were dead so I could have my portion." Because it normally, the father would give, he wouldn't actually give the portion. The portion would be handed to them after the father had passed away. So by taking his portion early, that was something that nobody would do, because basically they were disowning the rest of their family. And think about this. I mean, the father is still using the 1/3 of the portion that he's going to give to the son. I mean, he's still using those, it wasn't just money. I mean, we're talking about cattle. We're talking about all kinds of stuff that he had. He gave it to his son. Now, maybe he didn't actually give him the cattle. Maybe he said, "Well, these pigs are worth $20,000-$30,000. So if they're worth $30,000, I'll give you $10,000. And you can take that and you can do this." But what's amazing was that the father was willing to grant a request that most fathers would never do. The father let the son go. That's something we need to also understand. Just because God lets us go doesn't mean we're going in God's will. Just because God lets us go doesn't mean it's God's will for us to go, because just because the father divided that portion to the son, it didn't mean that he wanted the son to leave his household. Now, no one ever thought about that, did you? But the fact of the matter is, God loves you so much that he's willing to let you go and do what you want to, because, see, we're a free agent. We can do whatever we want to do. God doesn't hold us hostage. He's willing to say, here's your portion. Go out and do what you want to with it. Now, let's think about this. Everybody thinks about the prodigal son. Nobody thinks about what does it take to become a prodigal son. Because if we find out what it takes to become a prodigal son, maybe we won't get to those steps. Because I don't believe that one day, let's make names for these kids, because, it's going to be confusing if we don't. And let's make easy names, because I don't want to have, hard names. And I don't want to give, two names that are too close together, because if it's like Bill and Bob, that's too confusing. So we'll name the first son John, because we just will. And we'll name the second son Steve. Why Steve? I don't know. I just, that came in my head. Maybe, I don't know if it's the Lord's will. Maybe if it's not, it doesn't really matter. We'll use Steve. All right. So Steve, the little brother. I don't think Steve, had a good night one night, woke up one morning and said, "You know what? I'm just going to take all my, my possessions belong to me now, and I'm just going to take off. I don't think it happened like that. You know, this wasn't, I don't believe this was a one morning decision. You know, I don't believe maybe he sat around one night, had too much pizza, and thinking, you know what, you know, there's a lot of other lands out there, and, you know, and maybe I should go get some more lands and go out and do something else, because, you know, and I can just, like, you know, my dad's not going to die for a long time, because, you know, he has these genes that lives forever. I mean, he has Methuselah genes, so who knows how long the guy's going to live. So why don't I just get my stuff now and take off? I mean, I don't think this all happened as a one-time shot. I think that there was a process that led up to the son leaving the household. And I think the process probably started out with one word that starts out a lot of processes whenever we think about making decisions that we might not should make, and it's a word called frustration. What happens is we get frustrated for something. There's something that happens that frustrates us. Maybe it frustrates us because we feel we can never live up to our brother. I mean, you know, John, he's just like awesome. I could never be like John. I'm just Steve, you know, little Stevie. You know, and little Stevie never gets any respect, and little Stevie will always be little Stevie. You know, and more than likely, he probably got frustrated and began to speak with a lot of his friends. You know, I found out when frustrated people get frustrated, they never go get wise counsel. When people get frustrated, they don't really look for people that they think, hey, man, you know, well, I might be frustrated, but I'm going to go, you know, to my uncle, because I know, man, my uncle, man, he made all kinds of money. I know that he would lead me correctly. They usually look for friends their own age. Maybe they might be a few years younger, or maybe they're older, but they're the guy that never moved out of their parents' basement. You know, the guys are still hanging around the 18-year-old kids, you know, and I don't mean that they come to Synergy and you happen to be 60 and you know, you hang around. I'm talking about, you know, the guy that's still in the basement of, you know, he never grows up. You know, he still plays with the Star Wars action figures. You know, not the newer ones, though, because he has the older ones. You know, he was alive during the older time, so he has the original Jawa, you know, not the plastic one, but the, you know, with the, he has the, you know, the original cape, and he has all the old figures and not the new ones. Because, you know, there's a difference, because if you look at the value, there's difference in the old Star Wars figures and the newer ones. So I have some of the older ones somewhere, but I don't really want to bring them out, because, you know, I don't want my kids to get their inheritance yet. You know, they can wait. We'll wait till Darth Vader's worth a lot more money. Anyway, but the fact of the matter is, there was probably some frustration with something that spurned, you know, little Stevie decided he was going to ask for his portion, because it's a big deal for some kid to come say, hey, Dad, let me have my inheritance and let me go on. I mean, this is not a decision that you made at breakfast. There was probably something that happened. There was probably something that happened in the family. There was probably some kind of family feud. There was, I don't know what happened, but really, the reason it happened is not because the dad was a bad dad. The father was always the same. The son was the one who changed. And I found out that frustration makes us think about change. Now, change is not always bad. Sometimes change is good, but we need to change not because we're frustrated, but change because we feel a leading. All right? If you're frustrated with something, that's not a leading, it's time to go. That's a leading that you have a personal issue that you need to get rid of. Because you know what? If you're frustrated with your dad right now, if you don't get a hold of the issue, later on you'll be frustrated with your friends or frustrated with your wife or frustrated with your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband, you know, or whatever. Because if you're frustrated with people, it's not other people's issues, it's your issue. And many people, they want to change society, and I don't mean society meaning the sinners, but they want to change the church because they're frustrated themselves. Your frustration doesn't mean that everybody else needs to make a paradigm shift to coddle you to bring you back. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, there is a big trend in ministry to open the church for people who don't like church. Or the church for people who feel bad about coming to church or whatever. But to be honest with you, if I'm a regular, now I understand I'm a pastor, but if I was a regular attendee, I would never go to that church. See, you would never think about this. You're thinking, oh yeah, that's cool. I'm going to go to church where everybody else doesn't like church. They're all going to go, so they're all going to hang out. You know what you're going to have is a bunch of confusion because you're going to be around other people that are all frustrated and they don't have their life together. I'd rather hang out around a church that, because see, church is not about you. And it is about you, but it's about you coming together with people that are like-minded and having relationships, having friendships, and you know, having not only spiritual times, but also having fun, you know, going to the Drillers game, going, you know, doing fun things together. Amen. But if you're going to, you know, when you hang around people that are always bad-mouthing everything and always upset about everything, it's not fun. People that are frustrated don't provide unity and harmony. But I tell you what, whenever there's a frustrated person and he comes into a fellowship among believers that have it together, although they're frustrated, and see, you know, if we don't reject the people that are frustrated, we begin to talk to them, hey, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? I don't mean, you know, now the problem is most churches say, well, brother, you just have issues.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
We want to say thank you to all of our Word Partner Club members that support us on a monthly basis. And if you say, hey, I don't know what that is, what is a Word Partner Club member? Well, as our grandfather used to say, it is an elite club and you can be a member of it. Basically, a Word Partner Club member, first of all, they commit to pray for Rhema regularly. And then second, they send an offering at least once per month to help support Rhema. Because, you know, at Rhema Bible Training College, the tuition, we keep it low. It really only covers 30% of what it actually costs. And so how we subsidize that is our Word Partner Club members give so that we can give every Rhema Bible Training College student basically a scholarship so they can take the message of faith to the world. You can go to rhema.org/WPC if you're interested in finding out more.
Tomorrow, more from Craig Hagin with his teaching, Don't Be Stupid. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.